Hello.
Hi, this is Alfred from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
10471.
Okay, just to confirm, 10471. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a second. All right, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
What is the year of your birth?
1980.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None.
Okay. What is your race?
White.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College. Bachelor's.
Okay. Okay. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Would you probably not vote?
I'm most certainly going to vote.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10.
10.
Now, please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Now, allow me to read the possible choices. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Can you repeat the question again?
Yes. I need you to please rate how much agree or disagree with the following statement. And it reads, regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year.
I strongly agree.
Okay. Now, regardless of how enthusiastic are you about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or doesn't matter at all. Allow me to read them. Protecting gender equality.
Matters a lot.
Okay. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Matters a lot.
Elections for Congress, the House of Representatives of the Senate.
Matters a lot.
Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Let's move on to the next one. We know people get busy when it comes to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, and allow me to read the choices, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient, I will vote, I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote. Now, protecting gender equality.
Well, I'm going to vote.
The presidential elections are between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
I'm going to vote.
Election from Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
I'm going to vote.
Protecting reproductive rights and including the birth control and IVF.
I'm going to vote.
Okay, let's move on. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you undecided or some other option?
I'm going to vote Democrat.
Okay. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Probably Democrat.
Okay. If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or would not vote?
Much more motivated.
Okay. How much is anything? Have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear in the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state bill rights. Add anti-discrimination provision to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A. Yes. Both put these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A. No. Both leaves these protections out of the state constitution. Now, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no in this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Vote yes.
Okay. Based on your read on this amendment, do you think this amendment would, and allow me to read each of them, and stop me anytime, you can select more than one. Strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. Strengthen voting right protections. Put LGBT...
Hey, I'm sorry, what am I supposed to... I'm supposed to choose what I would vote for, or...
Okay, let me read...
What the instructions...
Yes, more than glad. Not a problem. Based on your read on this amendment, do you think this amendment would... And you can stop me anytime if you want to select one. Allow me to read them. Strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities.
So I'm supposed to pick what I think the proposition one would do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I will start from the number one. Strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. Strengthen voting right protections. Put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution.
That one.
Provide protections on the basis of gender.
That one.
Remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions. Prohibit housing discrimination. Prevent discrimination. Prevent discrimination based on age. Give voting rights to immigrants. put protections for abortion into the state constitution?
That one.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one, and we are halfway through.
Okay.
Now, knowing that this amendment will put protection for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, vote probably yes, probably vote no, or not definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Definitely vote yes.
Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much motivated?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Sure. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much, for example, more or less motivated? If you want, allow me to read the possible choices.
Okay, yeah.
Much more motivated to vote on the amendment, somewhat more motivated to vote on the amendment, no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote on the amendment, or much less motivated to vote on the amendment.
And that's compared to voting for president?
Compared to voting for president or Congress, you need to select one if you are motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1.
Oh, same motivated. Like no more or less motivated.
Okay. Just a second. Now, you told me more or less motivated, so the options are like much motivated or no difference, somewhat more motivated. Okay, just to make sure. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. Allow me to read them. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Agree.
Okay. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
Disagree.
Okay, just keep in mind you can select on a scale from 0 to 10.
Oh, okay.
Now, the next one, it reads, it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
So would I just give you a number, like 7?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, like 7.
Defending all personal freedoms, including the rights to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
Agree.
Okay. Everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come from.
Strongly agree.
Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
Strongly agree.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
More than glad. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants?
Like 7.
Okay. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Sure. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Agree.
Okay. From a scale from 0 to 10?
For that last question?
Yes.
A 10.
Okay. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
Agree. Oh, 9.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. Here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York's state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attack we're seeing across the country at a moment in time when we are seeing the state governments and court worldwide backwards. This proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcome, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Now, hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Yes. I would vote yes.
Okay. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answers did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I'm certain to vote.
Okay. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing? Even if neither is exactly right. And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Allow me to read. This is the statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allows kids to get permanent sex change operation without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. I'm about to read the statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parent consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state's constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Now, for which state are you like more, much more, or somewhat?
Which statement?
Yeah.
The second one. I agree with that one more.
Okay. Okay, we're almost done. Next, I am going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10. where a 10 means you think this is an extremely motivated reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. Now, 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating. And 0 means you do not think it is motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Now, since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 10. If it is motivating...
I thought you said 5, 0 to 10.
From 0 to 10, and remember, 0 means not motivated at all, and 10, you are extremely motivated.
I guess a 10.
Okay. Allow me to read the next one. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave abortion rights up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll them back in the future. In fact, 74 anti-abortion bills have been introduced in New York in the last 5 legislative sessions alone. Protecting the right to abortion in our state constitution is the permanent layer of protection we need to stop these bills from passing.
Ten. It was very similar.
Okay. Now, the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting this protection directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
I guess like an 8.
Okay. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, treating the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo, no matter what happens in November.
Like a 6.
Okay. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, things change. It is okay if they did not, but once again, here is the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the State Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provision to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive, healthcare, and autonomy. A. Yes. Both put this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A. No. Both leaves these protections out of the state of constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would vote yes.
Okay. After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president? Congress, state, and local offices and values issues than you were at the start of this survey, and is somewhat or much like more or less likely?
No, not more likely. Whatever the same.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale of 0 to 10, when 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight? 2,
yes.
Lesbian or gay?
No, hetero.
Okay. We're about to finish this survey. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children or under the age of 18?
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Probably Democratic.
How would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
Okay. Last year, that is the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
You said household?
What was your total family income from all
family?
Sources?
About 150,000.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. Your opinion is very important.
Thank you.
Thanks to you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Goodbye.